Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
You are listening to HHS bonus content from the Hillbilly Horror Stories Network. This bonus content is released during the week for your listening pleasure while awaiting the release of Sunday's actual Hillbilly Horror Stories episode. All bonus content will be listed as HHS Presents or HHS Midweek, while the actual Hillbilly Horror Stories episodes will have only an episode number and the title listed, for example, 187, The Kentucky Vampires. Those episodes are a longer deep dive into a particular subject. If you are new to the show and the bonuses aren't your style, give the full-length episode to try. Enjoy! Hillbilly Youngins is intended for a younger listening audience.
Hey, I'm Kristen, and Jerry and Tracy are my parents.
Hi, I'm Dakota, and Jerry and Tracy are my grandparents.
And we are... The Hillbilly Youngins.
Hey.
What was that for?
Hey.
Well, now we gotta
start. Can I get a what? I'm trying to introduce us in an exciting way.
But it's not exciting.
Hey, guys. It's Kristen.
And Dakota.
And you are listening to episode...
I actually don't know.
You don't even know, sister. Like 19. Yeah. Of Hillbilly Youngins. And today, we are doing our story on...
I still don't know.
Oh, my God. You're killing me, Smalls. Eastern State Penitentiary. Have you ever heard of it?
Yes.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
You lie. You live a book of lies. Anywho. We're excited. We're going on a trip tomorrow.
Not to there, though.
Not to the penitentiary, no.
Because that was cool, like, super
that was so cool, though. No, we're going to Gatlinburg. We're going with my daughter, Addison, and my mother, Tracy, and my stepdad, Jerry. And it's going to be a fun old, good old, happy, old-fashioned family fun time. There's a lot. All right, let's get started. Eastern St. Penitentiary, located at 2027 Fairmont Avenue in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It was opened from the year 1829 to 1971. It housed 400 prisoners, and the warden's name was Samuel R. Wood. Eastern State was the world's first penitentiary. As forms of rehabilitation, inmates were confined separately, and prisoners were forced to work together in silence and endure physical punishment.
Imagine not being able to talk to each other in a room full of
people. I think that's what I should do whenever your sister are, like, fighting. Instead of hearing, "Oh my God, Coda," or "Oh, stop it, Addison," y'all would just not talk and clean the house and...
Wow,
if you
thanks.
Don't listen, I'll give you a whooping.
You have never done that.
I know, I couldn't. I couldn't spank your cute little butts.
Mom.
Anyways.
It's not even funny.
Inmates entered their cells through metal doors that were covered by wood to keep out the noise. There was one small glass skylight in the cell. It was referred to as the Eye of God. Why do you think that is, Dakota?
I don't know.
Because God is always watching you. And I
even
guess...
Even when you're an inmate?
Anytime you're anywhere, anytime. Even when you're using the bathroom. So the inmates were obviously criminals. And they were kept in these cells. And that was basically saying, "Hey, God's watching you, you bad person." When the prisoners were allowed to exercise, they went outside, but the walls were so high they couldn't see or talk to any of the other inmates. When a prisoner left his cell, a guard would put a hood over his head. That way the other inmates wouldn't recognize who it was. Hmm. And these hoods were something straight out of your nightmares. They were terrifying.
How are hoods terrifying?
Just the way they looked in these pictures. Like, ugh. I'll have to show you. There were many different inmates. You're going to crack your freaking butt off when I tell you this one. I can't even say it. There was an inmate named Pep the Cat Murdering Dog. It was a legit dog. I am not kidding. He had a mugshot and everything. He was sentenced to life. He was sentenced to life for killing the governor's wife's beloved cat. Oh, oh my gosh. I just picture like this. This dog in this mugshot, and he's wearing like a black and white striped suit with like a ball and chain hanging from his little paw. Oh my god, that's so hilarious.
Not really. I mean, he's sentenced to jail until he's dead.
Yeah, that's messed up, but still, it's funny.
Pep.
In 1945, 12 inmates escaped.
How was that even possible?
Well, they dug a 97-foot tunnel under the prison walls. Mm. You should watch Shawshank Redemption with me.
I don't know what half
that's
of those
basically
worlds.
The same gist. Oh, it's such a good
don't
movie.
Mean, I literally don't know what any of those words mean.
Try to say it five times as fast as you can.
I forgot what the name.
Shawshank Redemption, Shawshank Redemption, Shawshank Redemption. It's so hard. Try it.
No.
For me.
For my grammar, no.
Do it three times.
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
No.
You don't do anything ever. Anyways, there were other famous inmates, including Al Capone. You know who that is?
No.
He's a famous gangster. You never heard of Al Capone?
No.
Girl, I'm going to have to school you. Willie Sutton, Slick Willie was his name. Slick Willie. He was a famous bank robber, and he was actually one of the escapees. And then there was James Big Joe Bruno. He was like part of like a mob family as well. And he was allegedly a part of the I'm sorry for anyone who lives in Pennsylvania. I'm just going to spell it. K-E-L-A-Y-R-E-S. Kelleyres Massacre Murder. It was a shooting attack in that K-word, Pennsylvania, killing five people. The prison closed in 1971, but was redeveloped in 1994 to tourists. Guess who one of the tourists were during that time?
Who?
Charles Dickens. You know who that is, don't you?
Was it a poet?
Yeah, and he said that it was like the prisoners were buried alive. He thought it was absolutely horrifying, and he actually wrote a psychological thriller about it.
Hmm.
Now, let's get down to the nitty. Grow gritty. Was it haunted? Well, throughout its history, there was murder, torture, suicide, and disease.
I'd say yes.
But listen to some of these punishments. There was one that is called a water bath. It is where an inmate is submerged in water and hung out on a wall in the winter until there is ice all over their body.
Oh my gosh, that is terrible.
There is a thing called the mad chair. This is so gross. It is where they bound an inmate so tight to the chair that the circulation is cut off from their limbs, which also results in amputation of a lot of their limbs. Like they could lose an arm or a leg.
Oh my god. And that then makes me so weak right now.
Oh. I know. And then there was the hole, which was an underground cell that had no light, no human contact, no toilet, food, or air.
Air?
Like, there was, like, hardly any air.
Oof. I don't know which one I'd do at all.
I mean, I get it. These are criminals that have done horrifying things. You know, prisons... I don't know what to think about prisons. Obviously, if you're a criminal, I think you should go to prison. Do I think that you should be tortured and beaten and going through these punishments throughout the rest of your life? No, because I don't think two wrongs make a right. I mean, yeah, you should be taken off the streets and out of society because clearly you don't know how to act right and your mama didn't raise you good. But I don't know. I just don't agree with that. But what can you do? Now, like I said, is it haunted? Heck yeah, it's haunted. So, cell block 12. There is echoing voices and crackling. I don't know what that means. Like, witches crackle, like...
That's cackling.
Oh, it's crackling. Cell block 6, there are shadow people. Cell block 4, there are ghostly apparitions. Now, I was doing a lot of research on different ghostly encounters that people have experienced. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, besides those and one other story I'm about to tell you, there weren't a lot. Which is crazy. And, like, a lot of different shows have gone there. Like, your boyfriend, Zach Bagans, from Ghost Adventures, have gone there. And a lot of people claim that they have seen stuff. But something like that with so many tortured souls, I mean, it has to be haunted, right? I mean, these are horrible people. Well, there are screams, wails, and whimpers heard throughout. I bet the whimper was from the dog.
Aww. Mom, why would you say that? You know how much I love animals? Even if they eat cats.
What if you ate Freddie Mercury,
our cat? Why would I eat our cat?
I'm just saying. A caretaker. This is the story I was talking about.
He'd be a Freddie Mignon.
Freddie Mignon. Oh my gosh. Poor Freddie. He's so chunky, though. He would be like a whole smorgasbord for a dog.
He's a turkey.
He's like,
when he sits down, he literally looks like a turkey.
Yeah, he's got that big stomach that just likes to fluffs out. Oh, I love that cat. Anyways. All right, so here is that story I was telling you about. A caretaker claims that in the 1990s, after stepping into cell block 4, a force grabbed him and he was unable to move. And while he was being held there, he saw tormented faces appearing all over the walls. And he felt like this horrible, gloomy, just god-awful feeling just burst out of the cell. You know, when people say that when you go to a haunted place and you can just feel just sadness or feel... you know, evil.
Well, when I went to the haunted place with Happy, I felt scared.
Did you?
I was ready to get the heck out of there.
Oh, the place where you used the bathroom?
Yeah, I went to the bathroom alone, and I swear, it was terrifying. It was like a really old bathroom. Apparently, it's a hotel.
Yeah.
So.
What if the hotel that we're staying at this weekend is haunted?
Mom, we're not staying in a hotel. We're staying in a cabin.
It's like a cabin hotel. It's like a...
How does that
Cabotel. I don't know. Happy said it's like, it's a hotel that looks like a cabin inside. A chalet, if you will.
I will not.
I don't know. Anyways, that is our story. That was really cool. I would really like to visit there.
I would not.
Maybe you and your boyfriend Zach can go on a date there sometime.
Mom!
She watches that show all the time. Don't let her even lie to you. She watched it last night. I heard her because I was trying to get on the DVR, or not the DVR, but on demand to watch a movie, and it said that I couldn't because someone else was watching it. And I hear her in the other room, play Ghost Adventures. I was like, dang it, Dakota. Anyways.
Well, it stopped working after like 5 minutes.
Really?
So. Mm-hmm.
Well.
It was weird because like you're watching a paranormal show and it got me up. Heebie-jeebied.
And then it just stopped.
Yeah, seriously. Like, it wouldn't work. And I couldn't get it back to live TV even.
Well, you know they say that the spirits can
mess
affect,
with the thing.
Yeah, mess with, like, the electricity.
Well, thanks, Mom. That sure makes me feel a lot better about the whole situation.
Well, you've heard some of the stories Happy has told us in this house. Uh-huh. Like, not joking. There's been times where... man, I'm telling you all. Jerry... is so sensitive to paranormal. And he has stuff happen to him all the time. Mm-hmm. Even in this house. There's been times where he's been in this bedroom that we're recording in right now.
Well, thanks.
And the TV will just turn on all by itself. Or
yeah, it happened when we were recording one time.
Yeah, or, oh yeah, that happened to us when we were recording. Or, like, all of a sudden, the TV will come on and, like, the volume will be blaring, and which is not possible when no one's near the remote. And then one time, he was standing outside the bathroom and Mom was laying on the bed, and then all of a sudden, like, there was like this big bright flash and like one of the bulbs had like
went out,
but the lights weren't even turned on. Yeah. Like the switch was down. How the heck that even happens, I don't even know. It was crazy. But he has stuff happen all the time. Probably because he's always going into all these daggone places. I'm pretty sure they have been to East State Penitentiary. He's probably bringing stuff home with him.
Mm-hmm. I don't even want to look at the bathroom now.
Yeah, I'm going to go use it right now. All right. Well, I hope you guys liked our story. And tune in next week for episode 20. Can you believe it? We're at episode 20.
That's what Happy says when he's at episode, like, 600.
Oh, I know. We'll get there. I don't even... How do you even come up with more things to talk about at episode 600? But he always comes up with stuff. He's so smart with that stuff.
I mean, it's hard to, you know...
I'm sitting here like,
Well, it's hard to, like, you know, do some episodes because they've already done practically every single episode that is possible.
That is true. But the thing is, did you just burp?
Yeah.
Nasty little turd. The thing is, though, with these stories is they never get old. I don't know about you, but every time I hear a good ghost story or someone's talking about things that they've encountered or even stuff like this, I get all like excited. I'm like, oh my God, that's so cool. No? God, Dakota.
I like to read them out of books better than
All right, let's get off of here. I hope y'all have a great week and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Kids, just a quick reminder that bullying is not okay.
If you are bullying someone, you should be ashamed of yourself.
If you are being bullied, please tell your teacher, your counselor, or your parents.
Remember to check out the website, www.pacerkidsagainstbullying.org. Again, that's www.pacerkidsagainstbullying.org. Bye!
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right. Your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you. Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you. Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you. Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
The stakes are high this season and the competition fierce. Nematodes and disease. These guys don't play fair. With your yield on the line, you can either get lucky or you can stack the deck. With Victrato soybean seed treatment featuring Timerium technology, it's your ace in the hole to flush out royal pains like nematodes, SDS, and red crown rot. Victrato soybean seed treatment. Read 'em and reap. Always read and follow label instructions.
This podcast is brought to you by Epicor Profit 21 ERP. Purpose built for distributors. In sports, the best teams don't chase the scoreboard. They set the pace. And in distribution, pace matters. 60% of top distributors run on Epicor Profit 21 ERP. It's ERP purpose built for distribution, enhanced with agentic AI that doesn't just inform, but acts. Optimizing inventory, streamlining purchasing, and making every day easier. Don't play catch up. Visit epicor.com/win.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.